Good morning and welcome to Claude Daily, your morning briefing on everything happening in the world of Claude and Anthropic. I'm Alex.
And I'm Sam. Happy Saturday, June 6th, 2026. And Alex, I have to say, for a Saturday morning, this is a pretty meaty episode.
It really is. We've got one story today that sounds a little dry on the surface. Documentation, authentication, cloud infrastructure. But when you actually pull on that thread, it unravels into something genuinely significant.
Yeah, and I think for developers listening, especially anyone working in a cloud environment, anyone at a company that's serious about AI tooling, you're going to want to stay with us on this one, because it's not just a technical config story.
It's a strategy story, and we're going to treat it that way.
Let's go.
Let's get into it. So the big story this morning comes from Anthropic's official documentation. They've published a detailed guide on how to configure Claude Code, their agentic coding assistant, to operate through Claude Platform on AWS. And there is a lot to unpack here.
Okay, right off the bat, can we just establish what we're talking about? Because there are three different nouns in that title and they all matter.
Yeah, go ahead.
So you've got Claude Code, which is the tool, the agentic coding assistant that lives in your terminal. Then you've got Claude Platform, which is Anthropic's native API, the direct line to their models. And then you've got AWS, Amazon Web Services, which is the cloud infrastructure sitting underneath all of this.
And when you combine all three,
you get Claude Code routed through AWS's infrastructure. So you're still getting Anthropic's intelligence, you're still calling Claude, but the authentication, the access control, and the billing, all of that flows through Amazon's systems.
Which sounds like a detail, but it is absolutely not a detail for enterprise IT teams.
Not even a little bit. That is the whole ballgame for enterprise IT teams.
So before we get into the specifics of the integration, I want to make sure we set the stage on Claude Code itself. Because I know we have a mix of listeners who are deeply technical and listeners who are more on the business and strategy side.
Good call. So Claude Code, it's not a chatbot, it's not a tab completion thing, it's not a plugin that gives you suggestions in your code editor. It's an agent. It runs in your terminal, and it can actually execute tasks. It can read your files, write to your files, run commands, search through your code base, open pull requests, it does stuff.
It's the difference between a copilot that sits next to you and a junior developer you can actually hand a task to.
Exactly. And that distinction is crucial to understanding why the infrastructure conversation matters so much. Because if you've got an agent that can actually execute tasks on your systems, the question of who has permission to run it and what it has permission to do becomes extremely important.
Okay. So let's talk about the authentication piece, because the documentation gets specific here. There are two ways to authenticate when you're using Claude Code on Claude Platform on AWS. The first is AWS credentials with SIG v4 signing.
Okay, so SIG v4, signature version 4, that's AWS's standard cryptographic signing method. It's how AWS verifies that API requests actually come from who they claim to come from. You've got your access key, your secret key, and every single request gets a cryptographic signature. It's the same mechanism you'd use to call S3, or Lambda, or any other AWS service.
So it's not some special Claude-specific auth system. It's just standard AWS auth.
It's just standard AWS auth, which is kind of the point. From an authentication standpoint, Claude becomes just another AWS service call. Your existing credential management, your existing tooling, it all works.
And the second authentication method?
Workspace API key, more traditional. You generate a key, you protect it, you pass it in. More straightforward to set up quickly, but different security characteristics. The SIG v4 path is more enterprise hardened.
And then there are environment variables involved. The documentation specifically mentions Claude Code U as one of the required ones you need to set for the configuration to work.
Yeah, and look, if you've worked with any command line developer tool before, this is familiar territory. You're configuring the tool to know where to route its requests, how to authenticate. There's a learning curve if you're new to it, but for developers who live in AWS environments, this is going to feel pretty natural.
Let's zoom out to why this matters strategically, because I think this is where the story gets really interesting.
Yeah, let's do it.
Anthropic is making a very deliberate push into enterprise, and enterprise customers have very specific requirements that consumer tools just don't need to worry about. Security reviews, compliance certifications, audit logging, centralized access control. And AWS is the dominant cloud platform. It's not even close.
Right. Like if you want to sell to Fortune 500 companies, you sell through AWS. That's just kind of how it works.
So by integrating Claude Code with AWS's infrastructure, Anthropic is essentially saying, you don't have to choose between Claude Code and your existing cloud setup. You can have both.
And that matters more than I think people outside of enterprise appreciate. Because getting a new vendor approved at a large company, legal, security review, procurement, compliance, that can take months. It's not a small thing. Whereas if Claude is just another AWS service from a procurement standpoint,
it goes through the approval chain you already have.
It goes through the chain you already have. That is a massive unlock for enterprise adoption.
Let's talk about the IAM piece. Because IAM, Identity and Access Management, is how AWS controls who can do what across your cloud resources. And I think this is actually one of the more underrated aspects of this whole integration.
Oh, IAM is huge here. So with IAM, you can get incredibly granular. You can create a role that says, this service account can call Claude, but only on weekdays, only with certain model configurations, only up to a certain spending limit. You can set policies that restrict what Claude Code can access. You can have a complete audit trail of every call made.
And think about what that means compared to just handing developers an API key.
It's night and day. If your developers each have their own API keys to directly call Claude, what are they doing with them? Are they putting proprietary source code into prompts? Are they violating data governance policies, running up enormous bills? You have no visibility. Whereas if everything flows through IAM,
you have centralized control. You can revoke access instantly. You can audit everything.
You can audit everything. And enterprise security teams, that's crack for them. That's exactly what they want to see. Because the question they're always asking is, if something goes wrong, can we trace it? And with IAM, the answer is yes.
There's also the AWS marketplace angle. And I don't want to gloss over this because it's actually really practically significant.
Yeah, so AWS Marketplace, for people who don't know it, it's essentially a store inside AWS where you can find and buy software and services. And here's the key thing. Purchases through the marketplace can count against your existing AWS spending commitments.
So if your company has already committed to spending, say, $5 million with AWS over the next few years,
which is extremely common for large enterprises,
you can apply those committed dollars to Claude.
Zero additional procurement friction. No new vendor relationship, no new contract to negotiate, no new payment method to set up. You're just using credits you already have. And for enterprise procurement, that is a genuinely beautiful thing.
So taken all together, the IAM integration, the SIG V4 authentication, the marketplace billing, this is Anthropic building the full enterprise infrastructure layer around Claude Code.
It's not just a product anymore. It's a product with an enterprise go-to-market strategy attached to it. And that's a different thing.
Now I want to talk about who specifically benefits, because I think there are a few different personas here.
Yeah, let's do it. So the most obvious one is the large enterprise software company. Hundreds or thousands of developers already fully committed to AWS wants to give developers access to Claude Code as a productivity tool without creating a separate vendor relationship. For them, this is a complete no-brainer.
They can deploy it through AWS, manage it through IAM, bill it through their existing contract. Done.
Done. Next persona, the cloud-native startup or scale-up. They might not be as big, but they also live entirely in AWS. For them, it's more about simplicity and consolidation. They're not managing a bunch of different API keys in different secret management systems. Everything is through AWS, and that's just clean.
And then there's a third category that I think is actually quite significant. Highly regulated industries.
Financial services, healthcare, government contractors. Yes. These are organizations that have extremely strict requirements about where data goes, who can access it, what the audit trail looks like, and AWS has the compliance certifications to back this up. SOC2, HIPAA, FedRAMP.
By routing through AWS, Claude Code can potentially benefit from that compliance umbrella.
And that's the segment where AI adoption has historically been slowest because of all those regulatory concerns. If this integration helps crack that market, that's significant.
Now, and I want to push on this a little, does routing through AWS actually guarantee data residency? Like if you're a European company and you need your data to stay in the EU.
Okay, this is exactly the right question. And the answer is nuanced. AWS does give you regional control for the routing and authentication layer, but the actual model inference, that might still be happening on Anthropic's infrastructure. The authentication goes through your chosen AWS region, but whether the compute happens in that region
is a separate question.
That's a genuinely separate question. And for some GDPR compliance scenarios, that distinction matters enormously. So I wouldn't say this integration fully solves data residency concerns for every use case. It's a major step in the right direction, but sophisticated enterprise customers are going to want to dig into those details.
That's the honest answer, even if it's a complex one.
The honest answer is usually the complex one.
Let's talk about the developer experience. Because we've been pretty focused on enterprise and security, but what's it actually like to set this up?
So from what the documentation describes, the setup is, first, get your AWS credentials in order, which if you're already working in AWS, you probably have sorted. Then you configure the required environment variables, including Claude code U. Then you authenticate and you're off.
Is that harder or easier than just going direct through Anthropic's API?
It's probably a few more steps. If you're an individual developer just getting started, you go to Anthropic, you get an API key, you set one environment variable, done. The AWS path has more moving parts.
But that's the classic enterprise trade-off.
Always the same trade-off. More setup upfront in exchange for more control, more security, more compliance coverage. And you're not doing this for yourself. You're doing it for hundreds of developers in your organization. The upfront configuration cost amortizes quickly.
Right. You configure it once and then everyone at the company just uses it.
Exactly. One IT team does the setup, thousands of developers benefit from it.
Let's talk about the competitive landscape, because this doesn't exist in a vacuum. The agentic coding tool space is genuinely crowded right now.
It is so crowded. You've got AI coding assistants from major AI labs. You've got coding agents built into IDEs. You've got browser-based tools. You've got tools that can spin up entire development environments. Everybody is in this space.
And yet Anthropic made a bet that the right form factor is a terminal-based CLI tool rather than, say, an IDE plugin.
Which is an interesting call. And I think the reasoning is power users, developers who are comfortable in the terminal, who want maximum control over their development environment, they're already there. Meeting them in the terminal removes friction. They don't want to open a new tab or install a plugin. They want to type a command and have something happen.
And those developers tend to be influencers within their organizations.
Enormously so. Win the most technical developers first, the enterprise deals follow. That's been the playbook for so many successful developer tools going back decades.
But the AWS integration feels like it also enables a top-down sales motion. Like, this isn't just bottoms-up developer adoption anymore.
No, and I think that's intentional. The strongest developer tools support both entry points. A developer can adopt Claude Code organically, love it, start using it in their workflow. And simultaneously, an enterprise IT department can standardize on it through the AWS integration and roll it out centrally. Those paths don't conflict. They reinforce each other.
The developer who already loves it becomes an internal champion for the centralized rollout.
Exactly. And then the centralized rollout gives the developer official support, better access controls, approved billing. Everybody wins.
I want to float something a little more speculative, because I think this integration potentially unlocks something bigger than just enterprise billing. Hear me out.
I'm listening.
Once Claude Code is running within your AWS authentication context, once it has IAM credentials, it potentially has the ability to interact with other AWS services. Not just Anthropic's API, but the actual cloud infrastructure of your organization.
Oh, that's interesting.
Like, imagine Claude Code that can not only write infrastructure as code, but actually provision the resources. It can call CloudFormation to deploy a stack. It can trigger a Lambda deployment. It can read from a database to understand the current state of your system before making changes.
Okay, but wait, I'm excited and also mildly terrified simultaneously.
Which is probably the right reaction.
Because if Claude Code has IAM permissions to do those things, and it's also an AI agent that can make decisions and take actions autonomously, you need to be extremely careful about what permissions you give it.
This is where the principle of least privilege becomes absolutely critical.
Extremely critical. You don't say, here are my AWS admin credentials, go nuts. You say, here is a carefully scoped role that can read from this specific S3 bucket and deploy to this specific Lambda function and nothing else.
And that's exactly what IAM enables. That surgical precision on permissions.
Right. And an API key would never give you that. An API key is effectively binary. You have it or you don't. IAM is like, you can deploy to this Lambda between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern on weekdays. And only if the deployment package is under a certain size.
That granularity is what makes the enterprise integration so powerful when you think about future agentic use cases.
This isn't just enterprise billing convenience. This is the foundational infrastructure for Claude Code to eventually become a full cloud operations agent. And Anthropic is laying that groundwork now.
That's the bigger vision I think we should hold in mind when reading this documentation. It's not just about how you configure it today. It's about what it enables tomorrow.
Yeah. And I think the documentation is step one of a multi-step story. The authentication layer comes first. What Claude Code can actually do within that authenticated context, that evolves over time.
Let's also spend a minute on Anthropic's relationship with AWS more broadly, because I think it's important context.
Right. So Amazon has made substantial investments in Anthropic. They're a significant investor. And Amazon also has Bedrock, their managed AI service, which already hosts Claude models alongside models from other AI companies. So Amazon is simultaneously an investor in Anthropic and a distribution channel for Claude.
And now Claude Code is also fitting into that distribution story.
It's a deepening relationship. And from Anthropic's perspective, having Amazon as both an investor and a major enterprise distribution channel is an extraordinary asset. AWS's enterprise reach is unparalleled. If Amazon's sales team is helping bring Claude Code into enterprise accounts, that's a sales force that would take years to build independently.
And from Amazon's perspective, having a leading agentic coding assistant available natively through AWS makes their platform more attractive.
It's a flywheel. More Claude Code users on AWS means AWS is more valuable as a platform. More AWS customers means more potential Claude Code users. Both parties benefit from the other's success.
The strategic alignment there is pretty clean.
Very clean. And it also explains why you're seeing this level of integration. Not just here's an API key to call Claude, but actual SIGV4 authentication, actual IAM integration, actual marketplace billing. That depth of integration requires real engineering investment on both sides.
There are genuine partnership dollars and engineering hours behind this.
This is not a listing on a marketplace. This is a real technical integration.
All right, let's talk about what we still want to know. Because the documentation is significant, but it also raises questions.
Yeah, the first thing I want to know about is pricing. When you go through AWS Marketplace versus going direct through Anthropic's API, is the per token cost the same? AWS takes a cut of marketplace transactions typically. Does that get passed on, or does Anthropic absorb it?
Very practical question for anyone building a business case internally.
Because at scale, even a small percentage difference matters a lot. A 10% premium on millions of tokens per month is a serious number.
The second thing I'd want to know more about is model access. When you're routing through the AWS path, are you getting access to the same models, the same capabilities as you would going direct through Anthropic's API? Or are there limitations?
Is there a lag on new model releases? Does the newest Claude show up immediately through the AWS route, or is there a delay?
And then the observability question. Enterprises don't just want to control who calls Claude. They want to see what Claude is doing, what prompts are being sent, what the response times look like, what the token costs are per team, per project.
Is all of that available through CloudWatch, which is AWS's native monitoring tool? Or do you need to set up separate observability infrastructure?
And can you set up alerting on spend? Like if a particular team's Claude costs spike unexpectedly, do you get notified?
These are all things that enterprise architects are going to ask on day one before they approve a rollout. And I think the documentation will get there. These things often come in follow-up guides after the initial setup docs, but they're worth flagging.
Fair. And I'll also say, one thing I'd love to see is more clarity on the data processing agreement side. Like when Anthropic processes requests that come through the AWS route, what are the contractual commitments around how that data is handled?
That's the legal team question, and it's a real one, especially for enterprises with sensitive code. You want to know in writing that your source code isn't being used for training, that there are retention limits on what Anthropic stores.
These are open questions that I think Anthropic will address as the product matures, but they're worth calling out.
Agreed. The documentation that exists is a strong start. There's more work to do to fully serve the most demanding enterprise use cases.
All right, let's take a step back and look at the broader Claude Code story. Because I think this integration is a chapter in a longer arc.
Yeah, and if you trace that arc, Claude Code launched as a pretty rough research preview, very early days. And it's undergone this maturation that I find genuinely remarkable. The model quality has improved, The tool use reliability has improved, and now the enterprise infrastructure layer is getting serious investment.
It went from proof of concept to actual product.
And that transition is harder than it sounds. A lot of AI demos never make it to actual product. The demo works beautifully in controlled conditions and then falls apart in messy real-world code bases with weird dependencies and legacy code. The fact that Claude Code is at the point where enterprise companies are deploying it through IAM-controlled AWS integrations, that implies it has crossed a reliability bar that earns serious use.
You don't build enterprise infrastructure around a toy.
You don't build enterprise infrastructure around a toy. That's well put. Nobody creates a SIG V4 authentication integration for a cool demo. That engineering investment only makes sense if the underlying tool actually works and people want to use it at scale.
And we've seen signals of that in the developer community. The conversation has shifted from, does this actually work, to, how do I use this well? Which is a different and much more mature conversation.
That's the transition from toy to tool. And once a tool makes that transition, it's very hard to displace. Because now people have workflows built around it. They've learned its quirks. They've figured out where it shines.
Switching costs accumulate.
Switching costs accumulate fast. Even if a competitor comes out with something marginally better on a benchmark, the developer who has Claude Code integrated into their daily workflow has a high bar for what would make them switch.
And the AWS integration increases those switching costs further. Because now you've got IAM policies, marketplace billing, potentially organizational-wide rollouts. You don't just switch that overnight.
Exactly. The enterprise integration makes the product stickier in the best possible way.
Let me also connect this to the broader Anthropic strategy. Because I think there's a story about company identity here.
Yeah. And the story is, Anthropic has evolved from being primarily a research organization that also happened to have products, to being a genuine product and enterprise company that also does important research. And that identity shift is significant.
You see it in how they communicate. You see it in the quality of the documentation, which has gotten noticeably better. You see it in strategic moves like this AWS integration.
The documentation quality thing is worth dwelling on, actually, because good documentation is expensive. It takes people who know how to write technical docs, who understand the enterprise developer audience, who can anticipate the questions someone will ask at 2 a.m. when their setup isn't working. That's a skill set you have to hire for or develop.
And bad documentation is a trust signal in the wrong direction. If your docs are bad, enterprises read that as you don't take our needs seriously.
Absolutely. Enterprise customers are very attuned to signals of organizational maturity. And polished, accurate, comprehensive documentation is one of those signals. It says we have thought carefully about your experience as an IT administrator or a developer in our ecosystem.
And from what we've seen of this Claude Code on AWS documentation, it reads like people who have thought carefully about that experience.
Yeah, it does. The specificity around authentication methods, the environment variable details, that's not marketing copy. That's documentation written by people who understand the technical setup and understand what customers need to know.
So stepping out from that particular documentation story, let's look at what's making noise more broadly in the AI world today. Because even setting aside the Claude Code announcement, it's been a busy week.
It really has, and I think the through line for a lot of what we're seeing is this macro shift in the industry from experimentation to operationalization. A lot of companies that spent the last couple of years running AI pilots are now trying to turn those pilots into production systems. And that is a genuinely hard problem.
And it surfaces all the infrastructure questions we were just discussing. Authentication, monitoring, cost control, reliability.
And reliability especially. Because there's a big difference between a pilot where someone is manually reviewing every output and a production system where the AI is making decisions or taking actions at scale. The failure modes that were acceptable in a pilot become completely unacceptable in production.
The stakes change.
The stakes change completely, and I think a lot of enterprises are discovering that gap right now. This worked great in our pilot. Why is it behaving differently in production? And the answer often involves things like, the inputs in production are more diverse and weird than your pilot data, or the latency requirements are stricter, or the system is getting called in edge cases your testing didn't cover.
The real world is messier than the test environment.
Always. The real world is always messier. And AI systems, especially language model-based systems, surface that messiness in interesting ways. Because unlike traditional software where you can usually trace a bug to a specific line of code, with an AI system, you often get unexpected outputs in situations that seem straightforward from the outside.
Which makes observability and logging even more important, which ties back to what we were saying about the AWS integration.
It all connects. The enterprises that are doing AI deployment well right now are the ones that invested in the boring infrastructure, logging, monitoring, access control, cost tracking, before they scaled. And the ones who are struggling are the ones who scaled first and are now trying to retrofit the infrastructure.
That's actually a pattern we've seen in almost every technology wave.
Every single one. Move fast, break things was a viable strategy when the things you were breaking were internal. When you're running AI systems that affect customers or that can make consequential decisions, break things is a much more dangerous approach.
There's also been a lot of conversation in developer communities about the right model for human oversight of agentic AI, like how much should Claude Code check in with you versus just doing things?
Yeah, and it's genuinely not a simple question, because there's a real productivity cost to an AI that asks for confirmation constantly. If it pauses and says, "Are you sure?" before every file write, you've kind of defeated the purpose.
But if it just charges ahead without checking,
you get surprises, sometimes bad surprises. And bad surprises from an AI that's doing real things, writing files, running commands, are worse than bad surprises from an AI that's just generating text.
So it's a calibration problem.
It's a calibration problem, and the right calibration probably varies by user and by context. An experienced developer who deeply understands what Claude Code is doing might want it maximally autonomous. Someone who's new to the tool or who's working in a high-stakes production environment might want it much more conservative.
And the enterprise argument for configurability at the organizational level makes a lot of sense in that context.
Totally. An enterprise IT policy might say, in the development environment, Claude Code can be relatively autonomous. In the staging environment, check in before running anything. In the production environment, read only unless explicitly authorized for a specific task.
You want different trust levels for different environments.
And that's exactly what fine-grained access control enables, which again, AWS integration. See, it all comes back.
I want to touch on this competitive landscape more broadly, because I think it's worth having an honest conversation about where Anthropic sits.
Yeah. So Anthropic is competing against some very well-resourced players. You've got the big tech companies who are integrating AI into developer tools that millions of people already use every day. You've got other well-funded AI companies with strong models. And then you've got the enterprise software giants who are adding AI to existing workflows that are deeply embedded in companies' operations.
Against that backdrop, what's Anthropic's edge?
I think it's a few things. Model quality on difficult reasoning tasks. Claude consistently performs well on the kinds of complex, nuanced tasks that show up in real software development. It's not just autocomplete, it's actual problem solving.
And the safety focus.
The safety focus, which I think has gone from being perceived as almost a liability, like, is it going to be overly cautious and refuse to do things? To being a genuine competitive advantage. Because enterprise customers are thinking about liability. They're thinking about what happens if this AI does something it shouldn't. And a company that has made safety a core value since its founding is a different risk profile than a company that's bolted safety on after the fact.
Anthropic has been thinking about these problems for years before they became commercially important.
Years. And that depth of thinking shows up in how the models behave. Claude is pretty good at knowing when to push back, when to ask for clarification, when to flag that something seems wrong. Those behaviors are not easy to get right, and they matter more and more as the systems become more agentic.
And then there's the partnership strategy. Anthropic is clearly not trying to be a cloud company.
Right. And that is a smart call. AWS, Azure, Google Cloud, those companies have spent decades and hundreds of billions of dollars building their cloud infrastructure. Trying to compete with them at the infrastructure layer would be a distraction from what Anthropic is actually good at.
Instead of trying to be the cloud, they're working with the cloud.
Work with the cloud, be the AI, and let the cloud companies handle enterprise sales, compliance certifications, global infrastructure. Anthropic focuses on model quality and safety. That division of labor makes a lot of sense.
And the AWS relationship specifically, given the investment relationship, creates an alignment of incentives that makes the partnership particularly deep.
Amazon wants Claude to succeed. When Claude succeeds, it makes AWS more valuable. When AWS is more valuable, Amazon wins. So there's real motivation on the Amazon side to make integrations like this work well, to support Anthropic's enterprise customers, to help drive adoption.
That's not just a distribution deal. That's a genuine strategic alignment.
And that's rare. A lot of distribution partnerships are kind of tepid. You're on our marketplace. Good luck. This feels more like a real collaboration.
All right, I want to talk about one more thing before we wrap up, and that's the pace of change. Because we talk about this sometimes, but it bears repeating.
Oh, the pace thing, yeah.
Claude Code as a serious enterprise product with IAM integration and AWS marketplace billing, 18 months ago, that would have seemed like a fairly optimistic future scenario. And now, it's just the docs.
It's just documentation. It's just, here's how you configure this. Like, the assumption now is not, could this be a real enterprise tool? The assumption is, it is a real enterprise tool. Here's the deployment guide.
That normalization is remarkable.
It is remarkable. And I think people who are close to this every day, as we are, sometimes lose sight of how fast it's moving. Agentic AI tools that can actually write and run code in your cloud environment, authenticated through your corporate IAM policies, billed through your existing AWS commitment, that is a genuinely new thing in the world.
And we're talking about it on a Saturday morning as if it's just the news.
Which it is. It's just the news now. And that's wild when you think about it.
It really is. All right, let's also just quickly acknowledge there's a lot more happening in the AI world today. Dozens of stories across the news landscape, lots of movement. The overall theme is enterprise maturation, operationalization, companies figuring out how to turn AI experiments into production systems. And the Claude Code on AWS story fits squarely into that theme.
It's the concrete, specific example of a trend that's happening across the whole industry. Anthropic publishes documentation. We can dig into the specifics. But if you zoomed out and looked at everything that's happening in enterprise AI right now, you'd see the same pattern everywhere. Infrastructure first, then scale.
And for Anthropic, getting the infrastructure right for Claude Code positions them well to capture a lot of that scaling enterprise demand.
That's the opportunity they're going after. And based on what we've seen today, they're going after it seriously.
All right, that is going to do it for Claude Daily this Saturday morning, June 6th, 26. That was a meaty one.
It was a meaty one. And honestly, I feel like we could have talked about the IAM stuff for another hour.
We probably could have.
The IAM stuff is just, there's so many layers to it when you start thinking about agentic AI systems that have actual cloud permissions. Like, it's a fundamentally new security problem.
It really is. And I think we're going to be having that conversation a lot more as Claude Code and tools like it get more capable and more embedded in real enterprise environments.
Future episodes for sure.
For sure. So for listeners who want to dig into this, if you're a developer or an IT professional thinking about Claude Code deployment in your organization, Anthropic's official documentation on Claude Code and Claude Platform on AWS is the place to start. It's got the specifics on authentication, environment variable configuration, the whole setup process.
And if you've already set this up, if you're already running Claude Code through an AWS integration or you're working on it, seriously, we would love to hear from you. The practitioner experience is so valuable here because there are always things you only discover once you're actually doing it.
The documentation tells you how it's supposed to work. The practitioners tell you how it actually works.
And those are sometimes different stories.
Sometimes, yes. All right, anything else to close out?
I just want to say, if you're a developer who hasn't looked at Claude Code recently because you tried it early on and it felt rough, go look again. It's a different product than it was even 6 months ago.
That's a good note to end on. The pace of improvement is real.
The pace of improvement is very real.
All right, that's Claude Daily. I'm Alex.
I'm Sam.
We'll be back Monday morning with more. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Take care of yourselves. See you Monday.